Right, that's the way to end the hour right there. We'll be back with Joel after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police has told lawmakers investigating the Capitol invasion that he learned only after the attack that his officers had received a report from the FBI that forecast in detail the chances that some extremists could commit what that memo called war in Washington. The head of the FBI's office in D.C. has said that once he received the January 5th warning, the information was quickly shared with other law enforcement agencies through the Joint Terrorism Task Force. But former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund says he didn't learn of it until later. The former security officials are now testifying publicly for the first time at a joint hearing on Capitol Hill. President Biden's choice to lead the U.S. diplomacy at the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has been confirmed by the Senate. The vote reflected a divide between the Biden administration's determination to re-engage with the world body on multiple fronts and former President Trump's diplomacy. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Renchi Usaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Anselma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie. License number 15033.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. GW is a great call. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 texts on him. And when I get that, that means things are working out here. Let's go to the phones and go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I enjoyed GW. I was his lieutenant on the police department, and he was an excellent officer.
Oh, wow.
He and his wife moved from Biloxi, Mississippi, and didn't know anybody here when he first got on. And I kind of adopted him as my youngins, but he is a great guy. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. I don't know who the other attorney was he's talking about almost getting into it with.
Yeah.
But GW is a heck of a man. That other attorney, Bud, would be glad that the I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't. I'd have to have a pistol if I went to, against GW. I'm going to tell you, he is a great guy.
Let me ask you some questions, Joel. How long were you in the at MPD?
How long was I?
How long were you there, yeah?
I was there 10 years, from 69 to 79.
Man, you made lieutenant that fast, huh?
I was the youngest lieutenant, the youngest sergeant they ever had, the youngest lieutenant they ever had. Now, I know nowadays they probably got some that makes it faster than what I did, but I was the youngest one they ever had at that time.
What, why'd you give it up?
I'm sorry, Dan, what'd you think?
Why did you leave after 10 years?
I went into farming. Farming was great, you know. My brother was farming, and I went into farming with him, and that's when...
the bottom fell out.
Carter put the grain embargo on, and diesel fuel doubled, and grain went down from, say, soybeans went down from $12 a bushel down to $4.55 a bushel. Diesel fuel went from 50 cents a gallon up to $1 a gallon. So that was a wrong move for me to make, but I enjoy farming.
Are you still farming?
Well, I have my son some bale hay. We did 15,000 rolls of
oh my goodness
hay in the last 2 years. So you know, I'm a retired probation officer, and I'm thinking I want to go back to being employed by the state, because when I retired, I'm thinking well, I'm gonna just take it easy. We're wrong.
Yeah, really. Yeah, there's no. I want to be like you when I grow. I want to take it easy. It. How many acres were you getting that? Those bales from?
Well, we do custom work for different folks, so I don't know. We there probably.
Oh, you go on their property and cut it. You're not cutting it on your property.
No, no. We don't have but probably 100 acres. No, it come off our property.
That is a remarkable invention when they did the bale rolls versus the 50-pound bales. It's great technology.
Well, let me tell you, I can sit up in the tractor. I can cut it in the air-conditioned tractor. I can rake it in the air-conditioned tractor, and that baler. It's got a computer. It does everything. And when it gets up to the full size, all you got to do is push the push in and let it kick it out, and then go again. So,
there you go. Then stack it and cut it off on the other cow so they don't get to it.
Yep, that's it.
Well, Joe,
it's always good. Dan, it's always good talking to you and Joey. Like I said, I had a diverse past, but I've enjoyed my life a complete turn all the way around. So
Well, Joel, you keep enjoying that life, okay?
I got you, buddy. And like you said, we are praying for you up at my church. And I know you say don't say that unless you mean it. I mean it. We are praying for you.
Joel, I really appreciate that. I want to tell you something. I'm halfway through, and the reason I've gotten through so well this time, I believe it's because of the power of prayer with my audience and friends in my church.
Well, I tell you what, and I got one thing against you is you keep saying, I'm going to keep doing this till I get it right. You've got it right from day one. So that saying really don't mean nothing.
Well, I'm trying to always improve myself, Joel.
Oh, I know. But y'all have a great day.
Thank you for the kind words. You have a great day. Let's go to Soulja Boy, who dropped off, but he is back. Soulja Boy, what's up?
Like a virus.
Oh, don't say virus.
I have mutated.
Oh, no.
Yeah, new and improved.
Variants.
Yes. Hey, you played that clip earlier about that individual, and you were talking about police officers in general, you know? And he was talking about, you know, the Virginia, when he's college and his blackface and everything, and cancel culture now and everything. Here's my question. You know, my dad always taught me there was right and wrong, and there was no gray. There was no fence, riding on the fence. You know, you either accept it or you don't, okay? Well, who determines today what is wrong? It seems like that pendulum has, like a speedometer, it's just moved so far to the left of what is wrong.
I agree.
Wrong is wrong, and wrong is wrong, and right is right. And I got a 10,000 people yelling mob mentality with screaming and hollering, you know, and saying it's wrong doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong.
No, absolutely. And that there, you just put your finger on the problem. Is you have a crowd of people there. You have two police officers show up, and they think, the crowd thinks, what the police officer is doing is wrong.
Yeah.
So they start berating the officers and trying to stop them and accusing them of all these things. And the problem is the police officers doing their job.
Exactly. If those are the bad apples, you know, go after those, you know, prosecute those. Don't have a problem with that. But like you said, was it last year when New York police officers were getting belted with iced water, bottles
of
water?
Oh, yeah. And the little kid throwing
up.
The kid, the little kid throws a bucket of water on him. I'm talking about like a little 6-year-old.
And they didn't even know why they're, you know, here's my interesting thing is I saw this black police officer got into a discussion, a confrontation. It was only confrontation because of the combatant, of course. But I told my friend, and I was like, let's see how this plays out. And next thing I know, he looks at him and plays the race card on the black police officer. And the black police officer, he says, are you not just ignorant? Are you blind, colorblind too? He says, I'm black, more black than you. So it's not a racial thing. It's just a hatred for law authority.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something that a black police officer will tell you is that once you put that uniform on, you're no longer black. You're a police officer.
Well, that's the same thing when you put that uniform on. That's what I hate now, where they're trying to say that 80% of the people, we got to go witch hunting through the military because there are Trumpsters in there and white supremacists.
But the way the public looks at you, the black public looks at you, is you're no longer black. You're a police officer, and you're the enemy.
Exactly. Exactly. A friend of mine was a police officer, and he told me, he said, oh, everybody loved him until he had to go to the bar to break up a fight, and that meant the party was over.
Yeah. Well, or until you try to enforce the law and they don't want that. You know, they want you to protect them. They don't want you to enforce it.
So here's the thing is now, did you hear about that the African-American congresswoman instead was talking about gun control, trying to put a bill up through Congress, and she said she had an AK-47 with a 60
Sheila cal. Jackson Lee, one of my favorites from Houston.
Has she ever fired?
No, she hasn't. Yeah. Yeah, she was 50 caliber bullets.
What AK-47 is like that?
Well, she couldn't stand up holding a 50 caliber anything.
No. It's so funny. What was it? The
when she said, yeah, I knew the exact weight. I mean, she kind of sounded herself like she's a gun salesperson or she's an expert at it. The weight and the heaviness of an AK-47 with the 50-60, it's a 60 cal now. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. 60 cal bullets in it. And I was like, man, I need to buy one of those AK-47s, man.
Yeah, there you go. When we were in Houston for my cancer treatment, we loved watching her on the news because the local media would ask her questions just to get to listen to her stupid answer. I mean, they really would. They would, and she thought she was doing something smart.
Well, that's the funny thing about it. But here's my thing is, I can't really laugh at that woman, and I really can't blame this woman. All I can blame and laugh at is the constituents that continue to vote these people in.
Well, you need to go to Houston one time and see her district. You will understand completely.
So you pretty much get what you put in office.
Yeah,
it's a direct reflection of your constituents.
It is they hollowed out an area of Houston. Mm-hmm. And I literally mean hollowed it out.
You mean, is that gerrymandering?
That would be gerrymandering. And it takes the Montrose area and some of the worst areas of Houston. And it's got a little bit of nice areas in there. But we would drive through that area, Montrose in particular, which used to be really bad. But if you were to ride around her district, you'd understand exactly why they have her.
Well, they said, what is that? That lady that wears the cowboy hat all the time. Maxine Waters, my favorite girl. Oh, my goodness.
No, you're thinking of the lady down in Florida that wears the cowboy hat.
Oh, the cowboy hat, yeah. Maxine Waters, they did a drive-through. I guess somebody was trying to run against her, a Republican in the primary. And they showed where she lived and in the neighborhood. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, kind of uptown, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was all gated community, a 10-foot gate and brick and wrought iron gate in the front of her, you know, her palatial, you know, palace,
estate.
You know. And then you looked around the community, it looked, my God, like a war zone. And these people continue to vote this lady in. So to those people, I always say, shut up, because that's who you're putting in office.
Yep.
Don't complain about it. Like my dad used to tell me a long time ago, don't complain. You asked for it, you got it, so deal with it until you can change it. And that would be come re-election time. But they're just going to have to accept that. But it's just gotten to a point. And they want to take gun control. I noticed that they want to take the guns away. Crime's going to go up. They hate the police. They want to dismantle the police. How are you going to be able to protect yourself with a baseball bat?
Yeah. Well, everything is backwards in that world. Everything is backwards. So, Joy, I have to hit a hard break here, buddy. We're coming back with John Williams, Matt, and Clint after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Think local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a kind of hush all over the world.
The Dan Morris Show.
All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love.
Appreciate all the cell phone calls.
You know what I mean, just the two of us.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you on this gorgeous day?
Good afternoon, Dan. I'm doing wonderfully well on this gorgeous day. And you know what? You sound like you're doing well. You sound, I don't know what the word is, spry today.
Spry.
Maybe that's the word.
I like that. Chipper, spry, it'll take either one of those.
Yeah. In other words, let's just put it this way, sounding good.
Friend. I like that.
Hey, I enjoyed the exchange just a moment ago with you and Soulja Boy. I tell you, growing up, that's, you know, you're either honest or you're dishonest. You either tell the truth or you tell a lie. And you got to know the difference between right and wrong. And that's what he was talking about. There's no gray area. And you know what? That's the way I was raised. And if I told a little story, well, the outcome wasn't good for old John.
Yeah.
Daddy found out about it. It was a belt time. You know?
Bingo.
Yeah, his philosophy was, spare the rod, spoil the child. And I tell you, I grew up that way. You know, and that whole philosophy and that whole mindset, you know, obviously there's something good about that. I know a lot of people don't agree with that. But these days, you know, it's worked out well for me because that goes hand in hand with either you're an honest person or you're a dishonest person. And if you're a dishonest person, eventually you're probably going to fail. You know, you're not going to do right by folks, and eventually it's going to catch up with you. So where I'm going with all that is, from the day that we started this company here, Mortgage Corporation of the South, people learned that, number one, we're an honest company. I'm going to tell you like it is. It might not be what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you the truth, no matter what it is, always. And that's the way everyone here that works here has been trained and taught, that you always tell the truth no matter what. And that has worked well for 26 years, Dan. It really has.
I like that.
You know, and a lot of people come back to MCS over and over and over because they know we're going to treat them right, we're going to answer our phones, we're going to give them good customer service, and we're going to, you know, we're just going to treat them like we would want to be treated. That's what we do. Now, what do we do at MCS? Why would you call MCS? Well, we're a mortgage and loan center located on top of the mountain right here in Wetumpka. We're a locally owned company. I started the company 26 years ago. And if you need a mortgage on your home, folks, right now is a great time. Now, I'm throw a few things at you right here. If you're a veteran, we talk about this just about every day, but if you're a veteran and you have an interest rate over 3%, over 4%, 5%, whatever it might be, listen, now's a great time to call in because there's a good chance we can just get some information from you right quick on the phone like what your interest rate is and how much you owe, we can plug it in and tell you what your new interest rate would be and also what your new payment would be. And it might be that you can shave off years off of the current mortgage you're on now, especially if you got one the last 2 or 3 years. It's a 30-year. We might can convert that to a 15-year for you and keep about the same payment. We do a lot of things. There's no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no appraisal required, okay? And no income verification. This is a benefit for the veteran. If it's a VA loan that you have and you are a veteran and it is your primary residence, then there's a good chance we can get you taken care of really quick. It's painless. Go to closing real fast, pre-approvals in about 1 hour. Now, on the other hand, if you've been putting off home repairs, maybe you need to put a new roof on your home, now you want to put a pool in or both, renovations, home repairs, big purchases, whatever. With these interest rates as low as they are right now, hey, why not refinance your home, grab some equity out of it, and make those much-needed repairs? You know, and in a lot of cases, you can deduct the tax on deduct the interest on your tax return if it's on your home. So, you know, that varies from situation to situation, but typically speaking, you can. And then also on the other side of the coin up here, we have another department that's set up for people who have less than perfect credit. If you've been turned down by another bank or lender because your credit's not perfect, or maybe you have a little bit of problem verifying your income, a little late filing your tax returns, whatever that is, we can help you as well. Where other banks turn you down, there's a good chance that we can, you know, get you the cash you need and, if need be, help you rebuild your credit at the same time by reporting your new good credit to the credit bureau. So with all that being said, that's what we do. We're a mortgage and loan center, and we're right here from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and we answer our phones. We're ready to do business. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS, 567-9000, 567-9000. One more time, write it down, tell a friend, put it in your phone, 567-9000. Company NMLS number is 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
John, you're not only fast at what you do, but you're also really, really good at it.
Thank you, Dan. We try. We try hard.
You guys do a great job.
Well, y'all have a great rest of the day. I'm enjoying the conversation, and so we'll talk again about this same time tomorrow. How about that, everybody?
You got it. You have a great day, John.
You do. Bye.
Bye. Let me fit Matt in here. Matt, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, doing well, Dan. Joey, how are you?
Great. What's up?
Great. Hey, I've got a question, and apologize in advance if you've covered this throughout the weeks, but it's about the House Resolution Bill 137 with the guns that Sheila Jackson is the sponsor on. My question is, let's just say it does pass, and from how I understand it, say they try to go take the guns. Well, the feds have to have authorization from the sheriff of that county, correct?
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay.
It depends if they have passed a piece of legislation that says that in that state or county. I don't think Sheila Jackson Lee's bill would have that in it.
Okay, and I was just also, would you happen to have like a gauge of where Sheriff Cunningham stands on the Second Amendment?
I have Kevin Murphy on the line. I'll ask him. The super deputy.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, that'd be fantastic if he's for it. Just a question that popped into my head, but I appreciate your time, sir.
Absolutely, Matt.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Let's go to a break. Coming back with everybody right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of shower Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, wow. Crews use Jaws of Life to rescue Tiger Woods. Where was he? All right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the best chief deputy in the United States, Kevin Murphy. Chief, how are you?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Doing great. How about that for an intro?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm probably the only chief deputy you know, so it's probably easy for you to say that.
You are the only chief deputy I know. So tell me about Sheriff Cunningham and the Second Amendment.
He's definitely pro-Second Amendment. And I know there's a lot of concern right now in the country. I heard your caller. There's a lot of anxiety. To me, and I know the sheriff shares my feelings on this, we've talked about it, you know, it doesn't make any sense to enact a law that's going to punish law-abiding citizens, people that take responsibility, purchase guns legally. If they want to carry, they get a permit. They're responsible. Why would you want to take up honest, law-abiding citizens' weapons? To me, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, nor to myself. But that's Sheila Jackson Lee for you now. You never know where she's coming from.
Yeah. I wanted to say I really enjoy your callers and the two retired MPD officers. I had always fascinated to talk to some of them that served back in the 60s and 70s and even prior. There aren't many of them left, though, but they have such a wealth of knowledge of the history of the city and some of the things pertaining to the MPD. And again, when they call in the show like they did, I just really enjoy listening to their stories. Yeah. When I first made chief of the city, one of the majors came into my office and said, you know, the retirees have breakfast down at the farmer's market once a month, MPD retirees. And he said, man, they're sitting around there complaining about you and talking bad about you. I just kind of looked at this guy and said, well, can you do me a favor? He said, sure, what? I said, will you ask them to save me a seat? When I retire, I'm going to join them. And it wasn't the reaction he was looking for, but he came to see me a few months later and said, they love you now. I said, it's all good. It's just part of it. I don't mind at all. But, again, I love MPD retirees. They're great folks.
Well, and like you said, they have knowledge and history.
They do. And, you know, it was a much different time back then. It's hard to apply, you know, current events and the culture in our society today against things that they were faced with. I mean, it's, you know, we're all born into our own time. And, you know, I think that's the mistake that our society is making, is trying to apply present day, you know, beliefs and feelings. It was a different time back then. I'm not saying it was right. There were many injustices, a lot of things that were wrong. But, you know, that was then, this is now.
Amen to that. And people, whether they're talking about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or a police officer, they kind of hold somebody, they don't separate good from bad, and there may have been mistakes made, but there are also going to be good things that happen with those, particularly people like, sure, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Sure. I went to a police academy graduation this morning, 65 recruits from all over the state. We had two deputies that were graduating from the academy, and I was sitting there watching all these young men and women, and they have their whole careers ahead of them, and I remember thinking to myself, don't be afraid to make a mistake, because you're going to make plenty of them. And own them. If you make an honest mistake, just own it. Because that's part of it. It's part of the journey.
Is that rare for you to take somebody straight out of post, straight to you? Don't most of your officers come from somewhere else?
It's about 50-50 now. It used to be, you're
really?
Correct. We used to hire, yeah. We used to hire more APOS certified people, but, and again, the times are changing. We're seeing younger people coming into the sheriff's office versus, you know, a lot of people start off their career in the municipality. And I'd say that we're probably about 50-50 now. It used to be about 60-40 maybe 70-30. But our agency, I have noticed in the last 6 years, is becoming a little younger. We're still...
No, you're getting older.
Oh, yeah, not me. you know. Gosh, I've got 36 years. I was looking at all these folks and thinking, wow, where's all the time gone?
Yeah, really. Tell me, what's the biggest problem in Montgomery County for law enforcement right now?
We recently put together a detail to try to combat catalytic converter thefts. We were seeing an uptick in it and had a conversation with my folks, and we put together a detail, and we actually put some pressure on it, and it abated, it went away, but it's like whack-a-mole. They might disappear from here, but then they're going to show up in a K-9 county next to you, that the rhodium in the metal inside the catalytic converter is a precious metal, and they're stealing it. They'll go into a parking lot, like a used car dealership, and they'll saw off 20 or 30 in one night.
Man.
And we were, we got the lawmakers to put something forth to try to combat it at the scrap metal level. But now we found that there are people coming from Texas and Missouri. They're driving all the way to Alabama just to pick these things up in a trailer. So it's very expensive. It's a $1,200, probably a $2,000 repair job. So if you have a used car dealer that had that many cars victimized, think of the expense that he had.
Oh, gosh.
But we were having a problem here in Montgomery County, and between our investigators and the people in patrol, we were able to correct it. We haven't had any, knock on wood, in the last month. But again, if you're not real vigilant, it'll show up again. But it's everywhere. You can run an internet search and see just how pervasive the problem is nationwide. It's everywhere.
Had no clue. No clue at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you calling in. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
You sound great, Dan. You take care.
Thank you. Not enough time. I do. John DeVoe. How are you, John? John DeVoe, your big chance. Okay. Billy. One more of the
hey,
damn worship. How are you?
I'm great. I tell you what, great interview with the former chief. And I can honestly tell you, as of this week, I'm a victim of that type of theft.
Really?
Yeah. It's rampant in Montgomery. Go ahead and let him know. And I'm going to let all your listeners know. Any of y'all out there who currently run any Isuzu NPR gas-burning trucks, keep an eye on them because they're stealing them left and right.
Why is that particular model?
I don't know. They're just easy to get to. The trucks are high off the ground. They can get to them. They don't have to crawl up underneath them all the way. And they cut them off with a Sawzall. So within a matter of seconds, they've got them and they're gone. So anybody out there that's a welder, maybe you can come up with some type of cage that we can weld on the frames of these trucks. You'll make some money. I'll come to you. But I'm just putting word out there to you listeners. Any of y'all who have these NPR Isuzu trucks, and their gas burners, keep an eye on them. Because I think there was one establishment here in Montgomery that had 7 trucks that were hit earlier this week. Yeah, and they're expensive.
Was it was the truck in your yard, or where was it?
No, we had it at a facility getting it DOT'd.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Bill.
It's expensive. So it's going on as we speak. So I'm just putting a warning out there to all your listeners. Be careful. But thank you, Dan, and I'm glad you're doing better. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate you. Brad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Tuesday.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was just going to piggyback on your guys' call about the catalytic converter. I work for a company. We're down Atlanta Highway over near the public. Past Arrowhead, and just last night we had 3 trucks get the catalytic converters cut off. They were all sitting right next to each other, and even found the saw blade where it broke off, which was the only reason why they stopped, I guess, to get any more. But we have 10 service trucks, and we ended up losing 3 catalytic converters.
Man, okay, wait. So this happened on the Atlanta Highway at the Publix or across the street or where?
Right down from it. I work for a food service company. We're similar to Meals on Wheels. We deliver food to people's homes that are on Medicare.
So is it the Publix that's at the end going towards Chantilly or the one that's halfway in between?
Right near Martha's Place, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. Was this your personal truck? Or?
Yeah, we had. They were work trucks. We had cameras out, but they don't really cover the parking lot very well. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know that. Also, tell you that I've been listening to y'all for 6 months nonstop. You have a great show. And it's great to hear good music, especially old school music. And I hear Joey playing it all the time, and I'm thinking, that's a young guy who really likes the old classic rock. It's really nice to hear that, you know, the Yes and the Rush and all this old music that y'all play. It's really, you know, between the breaks, it's really funny.
Well, and I listen to it off air too. But
yeah, he's a connoisseur of good music. Let me ask you something. So you're a first time caller?
I am first time caller.
You want to get in on a drawing?
I would love to get on the Sweet Creek and the MCS one.
You're in, my friend. Give me a month and day of birth.
4/23.
Okay, you've been listening for 6 months. You're a driver for that delivers meals like Meals on Wheels, is that right?
It's a food delivery service, yes, sir. And I also work for a courier company that I take blood back and forth for the Red Cross from Montgomery to Atlanta on the weekends.
You're a busy guy.
And I really got... Sir?
You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay stuff off and have everything paid for. That way nobody can take it from me.
There you go. I like that. Being a financial advisor, I hate debt.
And I was going to say, I really, you know, the political atmosphere and the things that y'all touch on really, really hit home. And I think it's, you know, similar to Rush, y'all talk and say a lot of things about that everybody's thinking and just doesn't have anywhere to say. And that it's good to have this platform. And then y'all let... You know, everybody call. Y'all have people that call that are against Trump, for Trump, and you know, it's good that y'all let everybody, you know, say their piece instead of just one side. But I really got into it. The Kavanaugh hearings is really what pushed me into it big time. To watch that poor guy sit there and go through what he went through just about in tears, you know, for nothing, for no reason.
Yep.
And it was just sad that, you know, that Feinstein knew this and didn't say anything and just waited until the last minute to pull all this stuff out. And that's where it really started for me. And I've really, you know, gotten into it recently. I'm 56. I lived in Montgomery 30-something years, Prattville about 20 years. Now I live in Billingsley now for about 5 years. So I grew up in the 80s, so I'm pretty close to your age. I went to Carver High School in the early 80s, and, you know, the times have changed. Things have really changed in Montgomery. But hopefully things are going to get better. That's all we can hope for, I guess.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think things have changed for the better in Montgomery or for the worse?
Well, they've changed. For the worst, it's because I'm out when I do my second job. I'm out late at night. I pick up and gas up at Carmichael and the bypass at that Exxon station, and I see a lot of crazy stuff that you couldn't believe. I mean, the homeless people that really just need medical help. A lot of them need medications and need. You know, counseling or something, because, I mean, you see people walk around talking to themselves, talking to the gas pumps, and, you know, the prostitution, the drugs, the, you know, young people out, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you don't see much police presence. I don't really see a lot of officers out, you know, and really, you know, on the street or in the parking lot. Here lately, I think they had a shooting at that store, so they've been kind of diligent here lately, the last couple weeks. But, you know, it's just, I just think
everybody's all pent up and they have nowhere to go. They have nothing to do. They've been locked up for months now with nowhere to go and have fun and do anything. And when you take everything away from people, you know, no movies, no bars, no restaurants. I mean, there's not much else to do.
Yep. Brad, I've enjoyed talking to you. You're right, that area, that's right down from the station, and it's kind of seedy up there now. Brad, I've got your name in for the drawing. Your name's going to go in twice for Sweet Creek and once for Mortgage Corporation South. We do Sweet Creek on Friday, 2:30, 2:45. Mortgage Corporation on Thursday, 1:05. Listen in, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to be back with more after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, you're reevaluating, reinventing, rethinking how you do business. And if you're paying too much for Spectrum, maybe it's time you reconsider your provider. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and get 2 months free on WOW Business Internet for just $49.99 a month. Save even more with a phone line. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and together we'll reimagine what your business can be. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
(27) 2-7-2-9-2-2-8, that's where we are. Tiger Woods was in a pretty serious wreck in California. Had to use the jaws of life to get him out. He's in surgery for his leg. I'll take a couple million off his payroll this year. Wonder if he has Aflac. I don't think Aflac will cover him that far. Let's finish with our good friend Michael Eric Dyson on his last piece of this conversation in his book.
Professor, I know we're short on time, we have to go, but something stood out in your book where you said millennials see race the same as baby boomers. I was very surprised by that. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, Pew Studies did a report that said, aside from interracial relationships, millennials see race pretty much the same way that boomers did, which means it's not an automatic progress. Dr. King said, we don't roll in on the wheels of inevitability. You have to make a conscious decision to make a difference. I was heartened by the fact that after George Floyd's death, hundreds of thousands of white brothers and sisters joined black and brown and red and yellow people in this country to make a difference. That's what we have to do, a conscious decision to make a difference.
Conscious decision to make a difference. How about that? Now, never got into the was George Floyd right or wrong. It's just everything the police officers did was wrong and everything George Floyd did was right, which is how a lot of these things kind of go down, I'm sorry to say. Here's one we need to fit in here. Associated Press. Guy's at State Department. And he is talking to the spokesman at State Department, talking about the gas situation. Let me kind of fill you in on this. Trump says, look, you're getting your gas from Russia, and that's a national security risk for you because they can turn it off, and you're going to want us to defend you if they turn it off, so don't get your gas from Russia. Get it from France, get it from us, get it from somebody else, but don't get it from Russia. Well, all of a sudden, they kind of woke up over in Germany and kind of go, you know, they may be right, and State Department is pushing that. Listen to this AP reporter talk to the State Department spokesperson about the fact that he's renewing a Trump policy. Listen in.
But the other element that I would stress, and I said this earlier, is that, yes, we did announce the designation of KVT Rus. But the part I don't want to get buried is that the report that we sent to Congress last Friday also includes a list of entities that have engaged in good faith efforts to wind down activities related to Nord Stream 2 during this relevant time period. Of course, those entities are not subject to U.S. sanctions precisely because they have taken these good faith steps in the right direction. There are 15, there are over 15 of them. And I think that demonstrates that our strategy, including the legislative strategy, the strategy that, of course, Congress has been behind, has been working to good effect. So we'll continue to work closely with Germany. We'll continue to work closely with our other allies and partners in Europe to uphold Europe's own stated energy security goals.
It's a bit disingenuous. Claim credit for the 18 companies winding down. All of this work was done under the previous administration. You guys have only been in month for, Matt. I mean, only been in office for a month, right? Are you telling me that in the last 4 weeks, these 18 companies all of a sudden decided to say, oh, my God, we better not do anything with Nord Stream 2?
I am speaking for the
United States. You guys are taking credit for stuff that the previous administration did. Right?
I am not.
No?
I am
yes
speaking
no?
for the Department of State.
Okay.
The people who have been working this, the people who are working this now, were the same people a month ago, were the same people
3 months ago.
Three months ago.
So I just
Love that guy. Love that AP reporter. That was great. And he called him. And I can see the press is starting to change a little bit here on Cuomo. This when is Biden going to hold a press conference?
Right.
I mean, they were challenging. I mean, and this is like Ed O'Keefe type people.
And they'll carry the water a long way, but they're realizing that the administration's not giving them much and taking their cushy coverage for granted in many ways.
Well, they're ordering them around. Let's try to fit John DeVoe back in here. John, you don't have very much time. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Joey. How are you?
Hey, John.
Listen, peace and blessings to each of you and the entire listening audience all over the globe. I think today's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
I'm calling you from Los Angeles International Airport.
What in the world are you doing there? Is your probate officer picking you up?
Well, you know, my brother passed, and I came to California for his funeral and burial, and it was a very nice ceremony. A Marine with over 20 years of honorable service, and retired with and the burial and everything was with full military honors, and it was just a fine ceremony.
Are you on your way home?
On my way home. And so I told Joy I'm calling you from L.A. International Airport.
LAX. Been there many times.
Oh, yes. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, if you own a business or manage a business or something like that, if your restroom in the COVID-19 era